You've had endless anti-vax conspiracy theories and things like that. Do you think that people have, on the whole, people have changed their minds about their willingness to hand over data when it comes to things like health?
You know, this was an interesting trust test of people's trust in their politicians or their health system. And, you know, statistically, we didn't do as well as I would have expected. You know, in fact, you know, I'm cited as some, you know, mastermind of some evil plot in many, many cases. So, no, I didn't expect any of that. You could almost say that's a step backwards. You know, I hope vaccine acceptance for other diseases like measles is not reduced by this. But, you know, a lot of people jumped in and took the vaccines, but a meaningful minority in most countries were led down a path of believing that not only, you know, were there rare side effects, but that the vaccine wasn't properly tested or was part of some evil conspiracy.
The Gates Foundation is very much at the forefront on this hunt for a vaccine. We've all learned by now the timeline, the hopeful timeline of 12 to 18 months. That is a highly expedited track, a fast track for a vaccine. Can you explain why?
Well, usually a vaccine takes over 5 years because you have many steps that you want to do in a serial way. Here, because of all the incredibly negative effects, the sooner the better. But there will be a trade-off. We'll have less safety testing than we typically would have. And so governments will have to decide, you know, do they indemnify the companies and really say, let's go out with this when it's, we just don't have the time to do what we normally do.
As I understand it, then, from what you're saying, is that it may be that there needs to be some compromise in some of the safety measures that would normally be expected to create a vaccine because time is so crucial.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later,
that takes 2 years.
A meaningful minority were led down a path of believing that not only, you know, were there rare side effects, but that the vaccine wasn't properly tested or was part of some evil conspiracy.
Over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. The benefits there in terms of reducing sickness,
reducing the population growth.
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services,
we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And then the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccine.
Just to head off the conspiracy theorists, maybe we shouldn't call the vaccine the final solution. Maybe just the
Good
best
point.
Solution. Okay.
There was some part of some evil conspiracy.